Castle Dracula, home to the nobleman, Count Dracula. I could find nothing to locate the castle in the heart of the Carpathian Mountains, a wild and remote region in the extreme east, about which very little is known. Welcome to the Carpathians, my friend. Your coach departs at 3 tomorrow, and at the Borgo Pass, my carriage will collect and bring you to me.
Hacking and cutting as his writhing and clawing limbs flailed the air, lips contorted in blasphemy, and spitting bloody foam, showing like motes of dust in a sunbeam.
Must you go, Mr. Harker? The old lady cried. I implore you, Jonathan Harker, this day. As the fairest of the three crouched over my willing body, thrilled and repulsed in equal measure, I lay prone. The sight of her crimson tongue lapping her sharp white teeth, now pressing my tingling throat, the rushing adrenaline deafening me with hot blood cascading through me. Why are men so noble when we women are so little worthy of them? You'll think this a very sloppy letter. Why can't a girl marry three men? Or as many as want her? And spare us all this choosing nonsense. You think you've left me with no place to rest? I have more. My revenge is just begun. Through your girls, you will all become my jackals when I choose to feed. And he was gone. Satan, vampire, Satan, vampire, I later translated through my happy traveller's Romanian companion. The whole aspect of nature at once became convulsed, and in this wind roaring like thunder, there was cocooned in a ghostly swirling sea fog a schooner in full sail, hurtling towards shore. An animal lover, presently expressed by collecting flies. Too many flies. Sniffing the air as a dog might, he snapped, I don't want to talk to you. You don't count now. The master is at hand. I am here to do your bidding, master. I am your slave. I have worshipped you long and afar off. I await your command. Weeks of travel by sea, by carriage, by horse, and on foot have led to this. So that the nest of vipers be obliterated. Had I not seen the repose in the first face as I rammed home the stake, realization that the soul had been won and the second, then I could not have continued my butchery. Finally, with all my remaining strength, I plunged the stake deep into the chest of him. The castle stood as before, reared high above a waste of desolation.